Thank you. I got something on my screen here. Okay, there we go. Well, I'm Janet and I'm enjoying recovery here in the Tucson area. And I gotta say, I'm grateful to be here today, especially because Wednesday marked my 3rd year anniversary with DA. So I've been around here for about 3 years now, and I'm oh man, what can I say? DA has changed my whole life. DA has just changed my whole life. And and some of you here were here when I first came in, and a lot of you not, but some of you are. And I'm so grateful for, all the experience, strength, and hope that has been shared with me over the years. So it's wonderful that, just looking at our higher thoughts for down days today, it just talks about the importance of the group, and coming together and having our fellowship, and we help each other on this journey of hope, So we're all on this journey of hope together. It's a we program. And I needed a we program, when I got here. I needed a we program because there was nothing that I was doing that was helping me, I was depressed. I was feeling very bad about myself. I was feeling very bad about my life, and we talk in here about ruminating, and I was ruminating and not even realizing what I was doing to myself. So I was sagging myself all the time with that stuff, living in the past. And I just could not get out of it. It was just so damn natural, I would get up and I would start thinking, my mind would take over and I'd be thrown back in the past. And then I'd start feeling bad about myself. Then I'd start getting pissed off and angry, about stuff that had happened. And I'm like harboring resentments and I'm remembering these situations and these times and these people and these places. And oh God, wow, no wonder I was such a mess. But I tried to mask that. I really tried to mask a lot of that. Maybe that was pride, afraid to be real, afraid to be real, afraid to be myself. I didn't know who the hell I was, really. I really didn't know who I was. I didn't. So DA, God, the workbook, the manual in the workbook, helped me to uncover a lot of stuff and to discover that I really wasn't that person I thought I was. I really wasn't that sad, crazy woman, that didn't have any hope. I mean, I felt that way, but that wasn't the fact. Those weren't the facts. But I was living in those feelings, I can't even say I was living in those feelings. I was morbidly dwelling in those feelings. And all the good stuff that had happened in my life. And I've had a lot of good stuff. It just took the background, right? And all this other crap just was, fronting in my face all the time and in my mind. So I needed help. I needed help. I just, I reached out and to God, my understanding, and just needed help. And I came across DA on the internet. I came across and I thought, wow. And I checked it out. The higher thoughts for down days just blew my mind. And I said, wow, I gotta know more about this, So I read a little bit and then I saw where they had the where you could sign up for the home study course, go through the manual, go through the workbook and send your lessons in. I thought, well, that's cool. So, and then I found out there's a Skype meeting thing. So I thought, wow, but I didn't know how to do Skype, and I got help with that from another member, and that was good. So, I got to my first Skype meeting and that was March 8th of 2020. So that's why I recognized March 8th, and it's also my son Jason's birthday. So that's cool too, So anyway, it was, and that's when the pandemic hit, right? Oh my God. So God's timing was perfect for me, just wonderful for me, because I didn't want to get into, any more fear and crap. I didn't want to I had enough dread and crap going on in my own mind with frustrations and stuff. And I didn't need any more to deal with. I really didn't want any more to deal with. So, boy, wow, this was great. We only had one meeting back then. I think it was on a Sunday. I'm not sure, but God, they were they were reading like step. It came in, you know, and I thought, whoa. But you know, man, the sharing. Oh God, I could relate to what they were sharing. And I thought, wow, I am in the right place. I know I am in the right place, you know. So there was welcoming, there was acceptance, there was friendship, you know, there was fellowship right off the bat, you know, just like what we were reading today, how important the group is, how important it is to have the community of people suffering with the same kind of thing, you know. And I too, you know, I have fellowship in other, I don't know what my minutes are, I can't see it, but I know I've got a ways to go probably. I've got fellowship, you know, in other, I've got a membership in other fellowships with the 12 steps. So I had confidence in that 12 steps. I had so much confidence in the 12 steps and, you know, and I had a sponsor and I was able to share with her too, you know. I took my fifth step with her. I did all my step work with my DA step sponsor. That was wonderful. And just, you know, started to get active in the group. We wanted more than one meeting a week with all that going on. So we all volunteered to just start chairing the meetings, you know, and most of us didn't know what we were doing, right? We didn't know what we were doing, but we know what we wanted, you know, we wanted some peace and some calm in our lives. So we just kind of stepped up to the plate, you know, and printed things out. And back then, nobody had to raise their hand to talk. We just, you know, we would just kind of politely just start, you know, sharing a little bit. So anyway, and that was like maybe eight people then that I remember, maybe eight or nine people. And boy, this group has grown like crazy, you know. This fellowship, I should say, because we've got all kinds of groups here in this fellowship. We got all kinds of different meetings, the day and night and weekends and all that during the week. And so it's terrific. It really is. It's come a long way. This meeting has come a long way, this fellowship. And it's wonderful. So I guess it must mean it's working, huh? Because that is what's so cool. And Zoom and Skype is like, man, I met people from all over the world. I had friends from all over the world, you know. I can remember a time when I was so depressed. I had so much going on. And I just felt like I didn't have any friends, you know. I was on this bus. I remember one time I was on this bus. I was in Seattle. I was kind of coming off this drunk, and I had all three of my kids with me. They were just little kids, you know, and I ended up in this mission, and I was trying to get some help, you know, trying to get some way to get back to Alaska, because I had flown there with my three kids when I was drinking, right? Thinking I'm leaving my husband, he's a, you know, so-and-so, he's my problem. And, but anyway, so I ended up there and I'm on this bus and I'm trying to find, you know, some help to get back home. And this gal who's sitting in front of me, she keeps standing up and sitting down, standing up and looking out the window. And the bus driver's telling her, sit down, you know. And she says, I'm looking for my friend. And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice? I said, aren't we all, you know, aren't we all, you know, looking for a friend, right? Ah, I felt so alone. Oh, anyway, it was shortly after that, Alcoholics Anonymous came into my life, you know, which was a great thing because I needed that, you know, I needed that. And I tell you, there's no way this program this Depressed Anonymous program would have worked for me had I still been drinking. It would, that wasn't going to happen. So God knew what he was doing. He knows what he's doing. And so I was able to do that. And that's what introduced me to the 12 steps. Powerful. So you know, I'm not saddening myself anymore, and I'm not drinking anymore, you know. And I'm enjoying my life today. My God, I have a life today, you know. I'm not trying to ignore people, and I'm not trying to hide, and I'm not full of fear, and I'm not feeling guilty, and I'm not feeling ashamed, I've been able to let that crap go through the step work. I've been able to deal with that and face myself. Right from that very step, I started cleaning house, right from the very first step. And I tell you, I want to read something because I was thinking today, you know, I want to share my journey, of course, but I need to have some focus, right? I need to have a little focus. So this is what I was reading this morning, and I want to read it to you guys because it's right here in our workbook, and it's on page 7, and it's the first step. And it says, when I learn to let go of those persons, mental images, past situations, and memories, the better I am able to let God control my life. I find this letting go a fearsome project, but nevertheless, I find that I must do it if I want to find hope once again. And boy, I wanted to find hope. Absolutely wanted to find hope. What have I got? 8 minutes there? Okay, I can see that now. Thank you. Oh, boy. So anyway, I love it that we, you know, Journeys of Hope. This is the name of our group here. I love this, Journeys of Hope, because that's what we're all on. And I got to share, I know I've only got like 8 minutes left. I've shared a couple other times, and I always talk too long. So I'm glad I can see, I can see this talker. You know, I don't have to go into a lot of detail of, you know, different situations and stress and trauma in my life. You know, I can share in a general way. But I got to tell you, I just took this journey, another journey over to Las Vegas Sunday for my granddaughter's wedding. And man, that was so much fun. You know, that was so much fun. Saturday, of course, we had our conference, and I was, you know, scrambling around, running around, trying to get things done and trying to get packed. But I knew Shauna was sharing at that conference, and I wanted to hear her. So I made sure I got back in time to hear her. That was fantastic. I almost got a speeding ticket, but but I managed to do that. So yeah, you know, she's special joy in my heart too, as well as you all are, but, you know, anyway, it was important for me to do that. So Sunday I had to get off early on the bus and, get over to Las Vegas for that. My granddaughter gave me 3 weeks notice that she was getting married. So here I am broke and I gotta, you know, get to this wedding, get a hotel room, get back and forth, and oh my gosh. So I managed to get it together. I got a little financial help, and my husband couldn't come because he had to work. So I was on my own there. And let me tell you, it was just so beautiful, just so beautiful. I've never seen her so happy in her life. And she too has suffered with depression. And she lost her dad, you know, 2 years ago, and that was my son. So it was so good and important for me to be there, you know. And she was gorgeous. She just looked so gorgeous. Oh, wow. And so I tell you, it was really special because where we were sitting, the groom to be had a picture, had these pictures in a frame of my son, her dad, and had that placed on a chair with a candle next to it in the front row. And it was beautiful, you know. So his the presence of his spirit was there, and I sat right behind that, you know. Oh boy. And then she sends me her her wedding video. They had the video taken and they had pictures. There I am. And this whole ceremony, the way that camera thing was pointed, you know, and nobody else in the audience was in it, but I was in that. And I thought, this is great. You know, her and I have been through a lot. You know, she lived with me for a while and I saw her go through her depression and her health problems too. You know, she has primary pulmonary hypertension. So very serious stuff. She's had it since she was little. And, you know, I had to help her with that too. And we were back and forth to emergency room several times there in Alaska. And then I saw her go through a broken heart and all this. Oh man, I've seen that girl growing up, you know, she's 27 now. So now I know, you know, she's very happy and it does my heart good to see her so happy. It really does. So it's, you know, it's wonderful today. Now that I'm not saddening myself anymore, that I can participate and be a part of my family's life and really want to be there, you know, and I don't have to put on pretense. I don't have to put on a mask and I don't have to try to be somebody I'm not, you know, I mean, that's what's so special because I've had those times where I wanted everyone just to leave me the hell alone. I've been there, you know, I wanted to isolate and I've been there where I wanted to commit suicide, you know, and I've been there where I attempted suicide. And oh man, I've been in and out of the psychiatric ward a few times, you know. Stress, a lot of anxiety. Oh God. And in jail a few times too, not just very briefly, you know, drunk driving and assault one time. I got a little depressed and I got a little angry and you know, so. Anyway, we do crazy things when we don't have that conscious contact with our higher power, you know. So that's what this program has done for me. It's enabled me to develop this conscious contact with a higher power of my understanding. And I had to delve into me, into my psyche. You know, and I could see that I was just living out of this delusion in my minds of how I had interpreted everything and these feelings and playing the victim or, you know, trying to blame. I was all over the place. I really was. I was kind of a mixed up mess, to tell you the truth. Oh, wow. So I had to look at all that. I think we say face everything and recover, right? And so I was willing to do it because I needed the help. You know, I wanted to be free from this crap. I wanted to be free from the depression and free from the anger and free from the fears. You know, I'd had enough. So so this step work has changed my life. This program has changed my life, you know. I have a God of my understanding that I feel connected to today, and I have the peace and I have the love and I have the joy, you know, I have it and I don't have to try to make it. I don't have to try to manufacture it. I don't have to go out searching, you know, and because, you know, codependency was a big problem for me for a while. And I thought I could find that in a relationship. I thought I could find that love and that belonging and to fill up that emptiness and that loneliness, you know, and it just didn't work. I mean, hell, I've had 4 divorces. Oh my God. Anyway, I got a happy marriage today. I got a happy marriage today. My husband supports everything I do, you know, and that's important to me. It's important to have support. It's important to have the encouragement, you know, and we have that here with one another. We do that for each other. So it's wonderful to belong. It's wonderful to feel a part of today, you know. It's wonderful to have the friendships and it's more than like friendships with you guys. It's more like a family, you know, an extended family. And it's just wonderful. You know, I run around with my sister and I hang out with my brother and I, you know, I can hang out with my other brother when he's around and I enjoy it. I mean, I really enjoy it. And I'm not worried about, you know, what are they going to think or how are they going to, you know, see me? I'm not bright enough. I don't have enough money. You know, all that crap where we want to put ourselves down, like we're, you know, not good enough. Oh man, I'm so tired of that crap. I don't go there anymore. So I just try to be, you know, live in the light of the presence of God, you know, just try to be a light and live out of that presence and enjoy my life today. You know, that's what I try to do. So I think my time is up there, Shauna. So anyway, maybe that's a good wrap up. Okay. So thank you guys for letting me share. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Janet. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.
Thank you, Janet.